This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ortenschlager's going to go for six. Put some air under it. Nice one-handed grab. Caught by Moore. Inside the five-yard line. They'll spot it at the five-yard line. And a terrific one-handed grab by Moore. And that's a 33-yard gain. And the Terps have got a first and goal at the Indiana 5. Ortenschlager empty backfield. Across the middle, the pass complete. Moore's got it. Breaks the tackle at the 40. Down the sidelines, 30. 25 of the 20. Looking for the block from Bay at the 5. In the end zone for the touchdown to Moore. His second of the game. And that one, 52 yards of the score.
One of the eight touchdowns that DJ Moore scored last season for the University of Maryland. Johnny Holiday on the call. Terrapins Radio Network. We are the flagship home, of course, of Maryland football. Joining us now, the star of those highlights, the 2017 Big Ten Wide Receiver of the Year. He's going to be an NFL player coming up here shortly with the draft coming up, what, a little more than a month from now. Let's welcome back to the program on the Ackerman Security Hotline, DJ Moore. DJ, welcome to the program, and thanks for coming back and joining me and Vinny.
Thank you. Anytime.
Hey, let me ask you this. Since Maryland's season ended against Penn State in 2017, what's that whirlwind been like for you last couple of months here?
It's been fun. I've been taking everything in. It could get stressful with some of the meetings, but you just got to think of all the people that you're meeting. So it turns out to be fun, too, at the same time.
Hey, DJ, take the listeners through kind of the process once the season's over, you know, hiring an agent. And then the biggest thing is training for the combine. Where'd you go train? You know, because your combine numbers off the charts. And I'm looking at a sheet right here that you had the best broad jump of all the receivers, 11 foot. You know, so you were number one there. So take us through that process.
Once the season ended after Penn State, a week after, I had talked to all the coaches about making the decision, and they was all for it. So after that, me and my family just started, going over agents. So we met with a few, then came down to one who I hired at the end. And then for training, I went to Exos in Pensacola. It's like a real calm place just to get away and clear your mind and just focus on training.
Now, did you anticipate doing as well? I mean, when you tested at Maryland, did you have the kind of numbers that you had at the combine, or was that a result of your hard work and what you did down in Pensacola?
Some of the numbers were, like, close, but once I got down Pensacola and started working even harder, it just helped my numbers even improve. Because when I was here in a broad jump at Maryland, I did 10.6, and then once I got to the combine, I hit 11 foot. But I hit something further than that in training. So just at the combine, it was like, man, I knew I could have jumped further.
Now, DJ, I'm sure, what was the craziest question that you were asked at the combine? Because a lot of people ask a lot of crazy questions there.
The craziest question I was asked, Do I like cats or dogs? Would I rather be a cat or a dog? I don't know what that had to do with anything.
Nice.
What else? I had to do the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s together, like match the number with the letter. That was kind of tricky.
I don't think I could do that one.
That I did.
Did you enjoy your combine experience? Because you were outstanding at the combine.
Yeah, I did. It was fun. My day before going to the actual combine, I had like about a good 13 meetings, and they was all back to back. So about 10 o'clock, it was all fun. Some of them were serious, but most of them was fun.
We're talking with DJ Moore, the outstanding wide receiver, University of Maryland, Big Ten Receiver of the Year. Now, DJ, Give me a little evaluation for the listeners that didn't get a chance. I mean, it had to be, you know, lived on Mars if they hadn't seen you play. But I guess when you had the quarterbacks that you had, you didn't get a lot of chances to see you catch a ton of balls. Give us an evaluation of your skill set.
Just in one word, I was just summing up, it'd be versatile. Because, like, as you've seen, they used me in every facet of the game. So either getting handoffs, catching it, even maybe throwing it, returning, punting, all that. It just goes into being versatile with the game that comes your way.
Now, Stephon Diggs, DJ, another former Maryland receiver like yourself, he went to Minnesota, went in the fifth round, and he's turned out to be quite okay at the NFL level, and Ravens fans lament that. Of course, we are here in Baltimore. Do you hear a lot from Ravens people, whether it's the team or the fans themselves, wanting you to wind up here at pick number 16?
I actually got to talk to the Ravens at the combine, and then the fans just on social media every day just saying they want me at 16.
That's me saying all that. And, hey, DJ, let me just say this. I'm looking at our lad's mock draft, and I just got it in the mail yesterday. And at 16, the Ravens, they have DJ Moore, wide receiver, Maryland.
Uh-huh.
I think that would – now, have the Ravens set up – I know they have a local workout and stuff. Will you be going to that?
I probably will, but I had to talk to my agent about that. So we'll see what happens.
Now, what is in the plan? What have you been doing since the combine? Did you go back to Pensacola? What are you doing to stay in shape prior to the draft?
Right now, I'm just working out back at school, doing strength and conditioning, more conditioning just to stay in shape and lifting some weight so I'm back ready in football shape whenever it's time to go.
Now, back to the combine. What quarterbacks were you impressed with at the combine?
I would say Baker Mayfield. He probably was the one that stood out the most to me because how the media treats him, but at the same time, he just went out there and just handled his business.
DJ Moore joining us here on the Fan, former Maryland receiver. He's going to be picked in the NFL draft, which is coming up in a little more than a month, believe it or not. Now, DJ, talk about that Maryland vibe in regards to Diggs. And Torrey Smith was just back here in Baltimore last weekend with his basketball tournament. How close is that Maryland fraternity and Jermaine Lewis, going back to him way before your time, but guys that have come as a skilled player to go to the NFL and have a level of success?
It shows that Maryland does produce great athletes coming out and going into the NFL, having great careers later on down the line once they leave out. So I talked to all those guys. I met Jermaine once. So just trying to build a relationship with them is something that I'm going to need going into the NFL.
Now, DJ, coming out of Philly, how did you wind up at the University of Maryland? Why were they your choice?
I had a good relationship with Coach Keenan, who is with the Jags now. But him and Coach Dunn had recruited me out of Philly. And my mom just loved the place when we came on a visit. We came on multiple visits, actually. And just having her fall in love with the place, and it was something good. So I just committed.
Now, DJ, when you met with all the different teams and stuff, what did they say that you needed to improve upon?
Just not being so long at the line of scrimmage with my releases. So that's something that I've been working on, and being more crisp in my routes, like getting in and out quicker and getting to my depth.
What have you been doing, you know, how have you been trying to improve that? What have you been doing to improve the things that you were told?
Just doing it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with Caleb Rowe, who's going to be throwing that pro day. So just doing that by myself and just knowing that I need to get work on these things. It's going to show at pro day and next week.
When's pro day?
The 28th.
Down probably at the indoor, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's going to be in cold.
Yeah, that'll be pretty fun to watch. If who did you, growing up, were you an Eagles fan?
Nah, not really. My whole family was, but I was like the outcast, and I didn't really have a team growing up.
Who's your – now, if you could be picked by any team, mm-hmm. who would you like to go to?
At this point, I'm
– You're on Baltimore radio, DJ Moore. Keep that in mind.
I could go to Baltimore. I could there you myself go. In Baltimore. But still, you still got to keep your options open because you still it's still a business. So
now, DJ, how would you like – because they just signed John Brown, Michael Crabtree yeah. – and then DJ Moore coming in to be the number one receiver. What would you feel like with that group?
That's a good group of receivers. That'll be a nice trio to see in Baltimore. I hopefully they get that trio together, but we're gonna see.
Which team has like paid the most attention to you? Who's been in contact the most?
I would say Chicago, Arizona, who else? Dallas was in contact.
And DJ, most people say you're going in, you know, middle of the first, latter part of the first. What have people told you?
That I'm like late first, early second round draft pick. That's what I've been hearing the whole time since the combine.
He's DJ Moore, almost ACC, going way back before your time, DJ Moore. Big Ten, wide receiver of the year, University of Maryland. He is going to be a draft pick in the National Football League in a little more than a month. DJ, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. Best of luck to you, and hopefully we're talking to you at the first weekend of end of April, well, back coming to Baltimore at number
right.
16.
DJ, if you go 16, DJ, we'll have you on the next day, okay?
Okay.
All right, man.
Whether you like it or not. Matter of fact. All right, DJ, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
You got it, man.
DJ Moore on the Ackerman Security Hotline. He will get picked. I'm looking at Bucky Brooks' latest mock draft. Came out today, I'll tell you, where he's got DJ going. It ain't 16. By the way, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, going to reset the program for you. We got some good sports talk for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.